Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
And we're so grateful for the blood of Jesus Christ. We are because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Awesome sounds coming there from Dogo Zombambo. And the title of the song is John 3 verses 16. For God so loved the world. And that is giving. And today we're talking about giving while in need. Hello to you, my family. It is Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. And I am so delighted that we started on that song, with that song, because that tells us about how he loved us and he gave. He loved us so much that he gave his life for you and I. We learn about giving. Number one, the time when we start learning about giving, we learn it from our Lord Jesus Christ himself. And I'm excited. On the line, I'm joined by Pastor Pepisile Khabotsotetsi, and we are talking about giving while in need. Ntlovukazi, how are you?
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to the Radio Pulpit family. I am wonderful. I'm well. The weather is looking good outside.
You said it's raining. How can it be looking good?
Yeah. It's a blessing. It's a
Okay, so you love rain. Okay, so you love
rain. I love rain.
Can you bring some of it this side? Because, I think for the whole weekend, we've been getting messages, especially in the West, to say it's coming.
Yes.
Yeah, in a few hours. And then only thunder, and then no rain. So can you just send it a little bit to our side?
We are praying.
Give. Yeah, give from that which God has given unto you. And so because we're talking about giving while you need. There are those of us who are able to do it. We are used to it, so it just comes easy. You just give. You just give, whether you have, whether you don't, you still give to others. But there are those of us who are struggling with this. And I think the first time in the Word when we learn about giving, we see when the Son of Man is given unto us. No conditions, you know. We didn't even deserve the gift that he was, but we were given him as our gift. Iqala phi indaba ye giving.
Indeed. You know, indaba ye giving is a principle of life. And really, I think a lot of us, we deprive ourselves an opportunity to give because we think giving comes from when one has access. When you have access to things or when you have plenty or extra to give to the next person. But today I want us to go through the book of 1 Kings chapter 17 from verse, you can read from verse 1 really, the whole chapter. You know, it talks about the widow of Zarephath. That woman was widowed. She didn't have much. She didn't have a husband. She only had her son and herself. And the Bible then talks about a scenario where Elijah was directed to go to her or meet up with her for provision. And the question I had was that, how can the Lord want a person to give or to provide to someone in need while the person themselves is in need?
Yeah.
And this brought me to the understanding that we should be willing to be a masterpiece while we are a work in progress. Elijah, when he comes, he said a very profound statement to the woman and quoting the Bible. He was quoting the word of God when he was talking to the woman. He said, "Can I have water?" And the woman offered water, but he went on to say, "Can I have bread?" And then she responded by saying, "I not in a position to give you bread because I myself don't have enough. I'm only left with a jar of flour and some little olive oil in a jar where I'm going to just make the final meal for me and my son and die." You know, but Elijah says something in verse 12. He says to her, from verse 13, he says to her, don't be afraid. Go home and prepare the meal as you had planned. Mm-hmm. However, you must first serve me. In verse 15, he says, the Bible says that she went away.
Mm.
And Elijah told her that, Elijah said to her, so there was food every day for Elijah. Okay, no. Verse 14, it says, Elijah said, for this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be used up,
yeah,
and the jug of oil will not return dry until the day of the Lord, where he will send rain in the land. So you can understand that the need of the woman was not just a need that existed in her home. It was a national issue.
Yeah.
So it was a place where there was nothing to give to anybody, whether in her house or outside of the house.
Mm.
But what God is teaching us in this message is that we do not give because we have much. Giving is a conversation of trust. It's not a conversation of plenty. It's not a conversation of having extra. It's a conversation of faith. It's a conversation of saying, I'm not giving because I have enough, but I'm giving because I see a need.
Mm.
And while believing God for your own needs to be met.
Mm.
Because if this woman is sitting there and she has an expectation of someone or God meeting her need,
yeah,
how else does she think the miracle will come? The miracle will still come through someone that God will send her way.
Yeah.
So she's in a position of being in need. Yes, that's correct. However, she has encountered a man who is in need of something that she has in her hand.
Yeah.
And now she's challenged to release that which she has. Because Liana, she's also in a position of being in need, and she's waiting for a miracle, for someone to give into her need. And that's what we are learning today, to say that don't think giving is for people who have enough.
Yeah.
Giving is for everyone who has been faced or encountered someone in need, or someone who has identified a need. So we give because we see a need. We don't give because we are not in need. We give because we see a need, and the same way we are a miracle to someone, it is the same way someone else will be a miracle to us. You know?
Sure.
So I would like to encourage our listeners, the family of Radio Pulpit, that even as we approach the season of giving, which is Christmas, the first gift came as the Lord Jesus Christ. God was in need of saving us. That was the need he had. Saving us, restoring all his sons back to him. But the first sacrifice he had to make was giving his own son. Without guarantee that the giving of the one son will give birth a multiple fold. It's a risk he was willing to take. There was no guarantee that we will agree and be saved. If we were already in sin, it meant really there was a big problem with humanity. But God took the risk to give the gift, believing that through that giving, through that releasing of a gift, he will be able to receive us in hundredfold.
Yeah.
So the other thing that I would like for us to look at before we go to an ad break or something is that she gave in faith, not in comfort, not in a place of comfort.
Yeah.
She did it because she was focused on the need that was presented before her. Why did she give? She understood what it feels like to be in need. At this point, she was trying to say to herself, you know what, let's just share with this guy. And if we all die, so be it. You know, because really God is not coming through for us. But little did she know that alone was God coming through for her. But now God teaches us that it cannot be that you only give and feel nothing. When you give, you must feel something. If I give you something that does not take away anything from me, that does not cause discomfort in me, it means I've given out of plenty. It means there's a high possibility that that which I've given, I do not need. The best principle of giving is giving even what you need. And that's what makes you a different giver, because you give what you are also in need of. But you are believing God that someone else will be a blessing to you, the same way you have been to others. So we are also learning that that before the promise, there must be a sacrifice. So she promised a jar that will not run dry. flour that will not be used up. That's a promise.
Yeah.
But before the promise, there is an action of giving, because even that flow is a gift from somewhere. So if you have an expectation to be given something in overflow, in abundance, then you must be willing to sacrifice something from your end. Mm. And we are learning that our gifts are there to teach us to appreciate gifts.
Mm.
So our giving teaches you appreciation, to appreciate gifts when you receive them. But if you have never given, you are most likely not going to take care of the gift that I will give you.
Sure.
So it was a learning for the giver.
Mm-hmm.
It was also a learning for the recipient.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Elijah was also in need. He was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
He was hungry. And in his mind, he was just wondering, how is God going to make this thing work? How can God send me to somebody who has nothing and say, go there, she will provide for you? How can God? And that alone is teaching us that God can build out of nothing. So we must not give. We normally want to give where we've seen enough. We want to give because we can see that the possibilities of me benefiting are higher.
Mm.
I want to buy you a gift because you have.
But what's in it for me? But what's in it for me? That's the question that most people ask. Yeah.
Yes, and that's why I will buy you a gift, because I know that you have the possibility or the ability to buy me back. But what about buying a gift and stand on the streets and give someone who does not have a job, who does not even have clothes to wear?
Mm.
As soon as I do it like that, I'm doing it without an expectation.
Mm.
I mean, that woman, there was no way she believed that Elijah is telling the truth, because Elijah was hungry himself.
Yeah.
If this God was that powerful, why was he not fed? You know, so she did it out of faith, believing that if this is what God wants for me, all I see is a hungry man, and I'm going to make sure I meet the need of this man.
All right.
While I wait for my needs to be met.
Sure. Ntobukazi, let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more. What's scary about the whole journey of the widow and Elijah is that Elijah says, give that to me.
Yes.
So he's going to take all of it to me. Give that all of, and we are so scared to give all of it. We are so scared. Yes. And now I have heard many people saying, you have to be sure that it is God. You have to be sure that you are sure, that you are sure, and you know that it is God who says you should give. Otherwise, you will be the one crying at the end of the day, because maybe God didn't say that. So how? Let's check that scary part. How do we give because we are sure that we are sure, or we know that we know that we know that we know that God said we should give? Or do we give because it's a principle? It's a way of life. We have been called to give like he gave unto us. All right, let's take a break. We are coming back, and we're going to take the sounds of Brendan Praise. The title of the song right there is, of course, God, You Keep On Blessing Me. Eish. And he's not alone. He is featuring Free to Worship.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Yeah, on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, and gave you awesome songs, Brendan Praise featuring Free to Worship. God, you keep on blessing me. And we are sitting on 29 minutes just after, 29 minutes just before 1, which is 31 minutes just after 12. And yeah, you're with us right here on Heart to Heart, Tot 3 uur. And yes, I'm not alone. I am with Pastor Pepisile Kgabotsotetsi, and we are talking about giving while you are in need yourself. And so we are looking into the Word of God. You can join our conversation. I see, I'm not quite sure what's happening with our WhatsApp, but our Telegram line is working. The Telegram line is 082-657-2729. It's 082-657-2729. I'm not quite sure what's happening with the WhatsApp. I'm not quite sure. In the SMS line. But yeah, our Telegram is working, so you can talk to us right there. We're streaming live on our YouTube channel. And the line that you can call in and gesels met ons, 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1322. That's the studio line that you can use to talk to us. You got a question, you got a comment, we'd like to hear from you. It's always awesome to talk to family. I love the fact that when you're listening to the discussion that we have with Indlovukazi, you can tell that she's talking from the heart. So it is a heart-to-heart talk. And so, yes, my family, you can call in and gesels met ons right here in studio 012-334-1322, our Telegram line 082-657-2729. So, Ndlovukazi, because most of the times we are told, no, be sure. Be sure that God says you should do that. There are some people also who have given, and the gift was not either received the right way, or the gift was not used. Some people even go to an extent of taking the gift and selling it, and then making a profit out of that. And then some people have been hurt in the long run by that. For example, when you're working with those who are living on the streets as well, you find a lot of advices from everyone. Please don't buy them food. Unless if you buy them food, stand there and make sure they eat the food. Or else you might find them selling it for drugs. So you, at the end of the day, you get confused. And there are those who are like, don't give them money because money is a trigger. And that is understandable. But with the food one, also it's a confusion at some point for many. And I've heard many people also saying, never give, whether it be it in a church, be it to anyone, pray about it first and be sure that God said you ought to do that. Is it necessary to do all of that? Should you be sure that God is the one who says, give Elijah the bread and all of it?
Thank you. I think that's a very interesting question, you know. And I would say we should give because we see a need.
Yeah.
When God gave with his only begotten son, it was purely because, not because we deserved it, but because we needed it.
Mm.
You know, so when we see a need, and that's why often you would give people things they do not need.
Yeah.
Because you are giving out of your own comfort.
Sure.
You are forcing to give me money because that's what you have. But what if I need clothes?
Yeah.
And that's why when I take that money, I can use it anyhow because what I need is not what you've given me.
Mm.
So we need to give where there's a need. See a need.
Mm. Okay.
And the question of whether did God say, it's really, it'll be answered by whether there's a need or not. You know, I think for the woman, the widow, the most important thing was the fact that
there was a need.
This man is hungry, and that's what matters at this point. He's hungry as much as we are, and this man is willing to share with us whatever amount of bread we are making.
Mm.
And that was the most important thing. So it's the same as when someone comes and say, please give me your time, and you say, I'm very busy. I'm not going to be able to. So it's not a question of whether did God say the person must come ask for your time. It's a question of why does the person need my time? So there's a need. The person needs me either to talk to them or to pray with them or to get advice, you know. So it's about meeting the need. I mean, when you look at the four Hebrew boys, Bo, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they quote the Lord, they say, even if he comes for us, we will not bow. So there's always that factor, Yoguti, whether after this God keeps the promise or he comes through for me or not, it doesn't matter. What matters is that I've done what I needed to do at the point in time. When someone asked me to pray with them, I did it. When someone asked for my time, I made time.
Yeah.
When someone asked for my forgiveness, I forgave them.
Yeah.
When someone said, please help me here, I helped them. Whether my help will come the following day or the following hour, or never at all, it is immaterial because we don't walk by sight. It's not about what we can get post doing the will of God. So we give because we see the need, and that's my short answer to your question.
Because we see a need. All right.
Yes.
That is like really, truly humbling. If you see a need, then give. And the Lord will take over from there, whatever. And what about when you give? Because most of the times when we give, we do expect. How do we fix our heart on that one? Because, as we said, a lot of people say, but what's in it for me? What's in it for me?
Yeah.
And I think that also robs us of many blessings that we could receive when we are giving, not expecting anything. And sometimes even to the people that we give, there is no way they are going to be even able to give us anything. But you find a person also now going back to the Lord and also praying. It's just like, I'm not taking you out of the topic, but it's just like when people say to the Lord, but I'm a tither. I'm a tither. So as a tither, so when you put God in a certain corner and say, because I'm a tither, no, Lord, I expect 1, 2, 3, 4. So why are things not happening? Because I'm a tither, you know? So should we be expecting something either from the individual we are giving or from the Lord himself?
And that's where our challenge is. I love that question. Very important. We have centered giving or good deeds to self. It's about what I can get out of it more than what value. I always say, because I work closely with young people, I always say people are disappointed that they are qualified yet unemployed. And the reason for that is because they trusted the degree more than anything, that this qualification will give me the life I want. It will open the doors I want. It will do this, it will do that. So you just preempt the benefit of doing that very thing. And when it does not happen, then you lose heart. And really, the success of a person should not be in a qualification. Success should be a journey that you embark on as a person.
Mm.
Anything that you do in between, good works that you do in between, it's really for you to empower yourself better for the journey that you are trying to get to. So the same applies with us as the body of Christ. Or I'm a tither. Oh, I'm prayerful. How can so-and-so not be healed?
Yeah.
Because I fast.
We even go to an extent of telling another person, say, no, you'll be fine. I prayed for you. Yeah, I prayed for you.
And unconsciously so. Ish. We really make this conversation about
us.
And it's not about us.
Uh-huh.
When you pay tithe, or is it paying or giving it? When you give your tithe, it is not you securing a future. That's not the point of doing it. When offering is collected in the church, and I know we also get tempted as people who minister the word and say, God will meet you at the point of need, so give. And so there's that message that is always sent out to make people that believe that giving is an exchange. You know, there's something you must get. And that's why when people don't get that something, they start losing heart, they start deviating, they start trying other gods and other things, and. And we should really, as a body of Christ, channel our minds to understand that giving is not for you to get. But giving is you demonstrating trust to the Lord.
Okay.
When you, the more you trust God, the more you trust God, the more you are open to what God can do through your life. And the, I mean, look at the woman at the well. Jesus asked for water. She had plenty of water. I believe she had buckets and buckets. But she was interested in, yeah, but you I can't give you water. Because you and I, we cannot be sharing anything. So she was focused on self and what she knows, limited to her own knowledge. She did not even see the opportunity. Had it been someone else, when Jesus asked for water and you just offer water, do you know how much would have came out of there? You know, so I think it's really about us exercising faith more than us receiving.
I think it's, I think it also comes from some of the teachings that we have been getting. It's time to renew our minds.
Correct.
It's time to, like really work on us, because now in some instances, people have been told, go and even borrow. Because now that scripture of a woman with a jar of oil would also be used to say, no, she had to go borrow dishes. So now I have to go borrow money and come give to the servant of God. And then your success would come to that. And so this is how now we start viewing giving, that, you know, it has to benefit me as well. It's a transaction. It's a transaction to an extent where people are told, Guti, if you don't, even David gave when he went and he fetched the altar at that man's house. I forgot the man's house now. He gave the best. We are taught all of that. We are taught all of that. So how do we refresh and renew our minds on that as well? Because I think we get stuck and we get angry at God. We leave God because we believe that I should benefit from my giving.
I would say, Swamila, thank you for that. I would say the biggest challenge is that we lean towards being taught the word than reading it ourselves. And what we don't understand is that the more you are taught the word by someone else, you are limited to their capacity and understanding. And whichever way they choose to remember, we understand God based on where we are standing, based on our experiences, you know. And that's why there's so many churches where a person would go to one church and say, I'm not growing there. I want to go there because there I will grow, because there's this and that, you know. Someone would say, but why are we preaching, but we don't demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit? And someone, all they do is to demonstrate and not teach the word. So there's a lot of limitations when you look at humanity, the capacity of people who are teachers of the word and so forth. I think if we can go back to the principles of reading the word ourselves, I believe that our actions will be different. Because as it stands now, if you are submitting under someone who's hungry, they will teach giving a different way. If you submit to someone who's got all the riches, they will teach giving a different way. So you don't want to be subjected to the wisdom of man or the limitation of man. Rather read the word yourself and hear what the Lord says directly to you. You know, because nothing can beat a personal experience, a personal walk. Something that you went and understood by yourself. Because the teachings of people will always be limited to what they are exposed to where they are standing, to what their circumstances are, or to how they were brought up, or how they were engaged in the past when it comes to the word of God. We need to go back to reading the word of God.
So build and your own relationship for yourself. Build it your own, on your own with the Lord, and get the guidance and the leadership from the Lord, Holy Spirit, into how you ought to navigate in your Christian walk. Because we hold God at ransom. And like I said, they would even tell you, which after 3 months, this should take place in your life. And oh, Lord, have mercy on us. And you also need to be guaranteed, which is bona, guaranteed whether or not it's going to work in your favor. But when you give and you're like, Lord, I'm giving to you. So the most important thing I think we need to remember, Ndlovukazi, is that we are giving to the Lord of Lords not to the person, that we see the need.
Yes. Very important, because if we are going to focus on the people, then even the outcome will be expected from the very same place.
Same people, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why. I think I saw a clip today where a man of God says to a person, how much do you have in your account? And the person says, 1,300.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, please give it all to me, and then you'll receive your breakthrough. It's just a trending clip.
Mm.
And I just ran quickly to the comments just to see what are people saying, what is their view. We don't know the context of that whole conversation. But it made me, as I was reading the comments, it made me realize how people still sit and say, is it right or wrong to tithe? Because they want the answers to come from someone else. You know, others are saying, is this guy right or wrong? Did he really hear the Lord? My belief is that the gentleman who's on the podium at that very moment should have had that encounter even prior. It's things that should come as confirmation to say, you know, God spoke to me that I must give this 1,300.
Hmm.
But he didn't tell me to who and how. And now I meet this man and he says this word. You know, there should be alignment of some sort. We should not live and believe there are people who can speak to God for us. There are people who can get revelations for us. There are people who can, you know, download things in the spirit on our behalf. Because then we'll be subjected to being abused, whether financially or otherwise.
Mm.
So it's very important for us to understand the time we are living in, but also understand what is God saying to us as a people.
Mm.
And that will guide our principles around giving. Because I know people who sell cars to give because they
said
was building or whatever the case may be. And tomorrow, they don't even have money to
They're disappointed. I'm one of those who did something almost similar at some point in my life. And I remember now going back to the Lord and saying, but Lord, I did what was said. You know, I did. And the Lord then asked me, Lovugas, and said, did I say it? Hey,
difficult question to ask.
Did I say it? You know, just that. And I remember how tearful I was because I was waiting for something because I was told, give this for this. Because it's in the will of the Lord. And nobody said, give because you love the Lord. But it was as though you are also paying for whatever miracle.
Yes. And God is not like that. But we'll have a challenge if we don't want to know him for ourselves. People will always give us an introduction of who God is in their own way. And we'll always be subjected to being used to think salvation is about your own effort.
Mm.
You know, we did nothing even for Christ to die for us.
Yes.
So nothing should cost us anything. We give because we love God. We give because we see the need.
Mm.
You know, we give because we understand that the gospel must be preached. Somebody must donate, give into the radio pulpit because their understanding is that this is a radio station that healed me one day when I was depressed.
Mm.
They had a session where they spoke about these issues.
Mm.
I'm giving because somebody else could be going through that season now.
Mm.
And I would like for them to receive the same empowerment
mm.
or to hear the same music
that
I heard that healed me when I was mourning my husband, my child, whoever, my parent, you know.
Mm.
So there is that element of saying, would rather we do it by focusing on the need than trying to make it about what God can do for us.
Mm.
Because sometimes we think, because I have this dire need, this is exactly how God must answer me. If I'm in debt, I want money. But you can have debt, and God wants to gift you with peace. In the midst of the debt, he's not coming. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them. So sometimes the answers are not immediate answers directly to our problems.
Mm.
God wants to give us something else, you know.
Mm.
Or in the midst of lack, God wants you to learn to trust him.
Mm.
So how do you learn trust? You learn trust by giving, by letting go.
Mm.
That's how you trust. You let go of yourself.
Mm.
You trust that this person will not come back and be of harm to me. Or this giving that I'm doing is not going to come back and be... Maybe the next thing the man of God would say would be, give me your house. because the Lord said you'll have more houses, you know. It's really building a character. The subject of giving is about building our character more than it is about what we can receive. What we're, the promises of God stand, my sister, whether we live or
regardless.
Die. They stand regardless. They will even outlive you and catch up with your children and their children.
Sure.
Because they will always be standing. We are not Abraham's family, but we are standing on the same promises.
Wow.
So the promise of God will not be changed by anything. So we have to give because we see a need. And we have to give to address the need at that point in time. Because God has empowered us to be able to meet that need.
Wow.
And that's it. And
Wow.
Yeah.
Because we've come to the end. Sure, I'm looking even at time. I'm like, but yeah, it's something that we really need to be renewed. Yo, may the Lord Holy Spirit help us in that regard. And give because we see a need. Give because we love. I love how the Bible puts it for God. So it shows you the love first. Because he saw a need and he loved and then he gave. And that's how we should also be. Lovugazi, can we just wrap it up and also pray for God's people where this is concerned? Because this is a serious matter. It is.
Yeah. No, we can pray.
Okay. You can lead us in that one, Lovugazi.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity to remind us that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that the subject of giving is a trigger to many, many that were deceived, many that lost everything that they needed because they believed that the Lord had said certain things through certain people. Mudimu, I pray that you restore us back to the original plan of giving, where God, we should give and be a blessing to one another. We should give where there's a need. We should give because we love and trust you. I pray for every heart that has been broken, disappointed by any activity of giving that was demanded from them, that was outside of your will. But you might pray that they come back and be restored. May you restore them with peace. May you teach them to trust you once again with their resources in the mighty name of Jesus. And for that person who says, I wish I can give more, but I don't have enough, I pray that God, you may help them realize that giving is not only material. We can give our time. We can give in prayer. We can give by being there. In the name of Jesus, Mudimu, I pray that you restore us as your people and remind us every day in this season of giving that we must love one another. We must meet each other at the point of need where necessary, where we can afford. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bless your name, O God, for you are God, you are King, you are Spirit, you are life. You never cease to amaze us. We thank you, O God, as we are going to give more and receive more as you will. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, my beautiful queen. How do we get hold of you whenever we'd like to talk to you? Are you reachable?
I am available. Yes, I'm available on Facebook. Pepsi Lekhabotso Tetsi recently opened a new page titled Pastor P. I'm available there. There'll be a lot of content that I share with followers and people that are not following me. Please start following me.
yes.
I'm also found on LinkedIn as well. The same names. I'm also on YouTube as Pastor P.
May the Lord keep using you to heal us, challenging us, and also restoring the word back in us. Because now we have been, our minds have also been opened again to say, hey, Bon, you've been doing it the wrong way. So come back to the right way of giving. Remember what giving is all about. And so we are grateful for that. May the Lord bless you and always keep you. Thank you so much, Ndlovu Kazi Enhle.
Bless you. Thank you so much to the Radio Pulpit family.
That is awesome. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And yes, my family, that is Pastor Pepisile Khabotso Tetsi. And you can also check her up on other social media platforms as Pastor P. But on Facebook, she is Pepisile Kgabo Tsoteletsi. And yes, my family, we are going to the 1 o'clock news bulletin. And after the 1 o'clock news bulletin, we are talking to Pastor Gladwell Zabani today. We are going to look into reasons why couples are not communicating.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.